The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning on a beautiful, sunny, snowy day. If you're smart, you'll stay in bed.
That's true. This is probably the last one for the season, so
let's
stay
hope
home and
so,
relax.
Right.
Before we get to our first guest, Ron Rowell, I just want to bring everybody's attention to the importance of Project Independence in the town of North Hempstead and some statistics that Christina has given me. But last year, there was over 62,000 calls came into 311 from seniors requesting some sort of a service from Project Independence. And that runs the gamut from transportation for shopping, for medical, for social work services, for work in your home. I mean, you can go through the list. And it's just such a tremendous thing that's available to the residents of the town of North Hempstead. Just call 311 or 866-6311, and you'll be put through to within 24 hours, somebody gets back to you. Which is amazing. And I say the services, I have a list of all the services that have gone on through the year. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people in Great Neck who've used it. And uniformly, they say the operators are with it. They get responses. There's no runaround. If you're a senior and you need some help, don't hesitate to call 311.
Right.
It
Absolutely.
Does work, and it works effectively.
And it's recorded.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, everything, when you have a conversation, it's going to be on both sides, and you'll call back in 3 days and say, nobody returned my call. They can look into it, and they will. Mistakes happen.
Yeah, but uniformly, the answers are A+.
I agree with you. Now, A+, we're talking A+, so let's get a Ron with an A+. Ron Rowell is a friend of mine from actually the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Shelter Rock. He's actually a past president of the congregation and does tremendous work there. But with Rowell Resources, Ron is working on just so many different things that, I mean, it's going to be you have to explain it.
Sure.
But for everybody listening, Ron is the past editor of the Act 2 of Newsday, which is a huge thing. And he's working with the AARP right now. So, I mean, in going through what Ron has done, I'm looking at it. It's a list. more important thing is Ron is here to share some stuff with us, which is the most important part of this.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. So let me just give you a little bit of background, John. You know a lot of it. But basically, you know, my career has been as a writer and editor, and mostly with Newsday, but in various other capacities in recent years and before Newsday. But over the years, I covered business, I covered real estate, I covered workplace issues, I covered national issues. But over the last several years when I was at Newsday, it actually came out of—
Can I just interrupt
one
second?
Yeah.
Ron also covered the first Project SAFE program we did with the supervisor, Judy Bosworth, at the time, at the UU, and it wound up in Act 2.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a great program. But, you know, so when I was actually as a business editor, one day I was covering a financial planning seminar, and the presenter was talking about how, you know, how are we going to plan for a future in which our kids may live to be 120? And I thought to myself, wow, that's interesting. You know, yes, we're getting healthier. You know, we're living longer. And how do we live, you know, better and healthier, you know, as we, you know, the average age even now is in the 80s. So there are all sorts of issues, not just financial, but about how to live as we get older successfully, you know, and with, you know, will the golden years be golden and not leaden, you know? So I became interested. This sort of became my passion. So it started with Act 2, and it's continued. So now I'm doing a number of projects with AARP, as well as, you know, I have my own website that deals with sort of aging issues.
What's the address?
It's just rowellresources.com.
Okay.
Yep. This idea of age-friendly communities intrigued me. So AARP has partnered with the World Health Organization that's developed this model for making more systematic an approach to You know, and they were very careful to say it's not just about seniors, it's age friendly. So how do we make communities more friendly to people of all ages so that they can, you know, live better lives? Mm-hmm. So they partnered with ARP, and ARP has brought this to Long Island. So they're working with Suffolk County, town of Brookhaven in Suffolk, and in Nassau they're working with the town of North Hempstead and the village of Great Neck Plaza. Now, there basically is a template that looks at eight different areas very systematically is how you can make these areas better for people, particularly as they're seniors, but for all ages. So it's like housing, transportation, civic participation, you know, social inclusion, community support and health services, outdoor spaces and buildings. So it's a way to really, you know, develop metrics in each of these areas. Now, of course, in dealing with these other, you know, jurisdictions, it's one thing. North Hempstead, you guys are way ahead.
Always.
Yeah, you guys. So Project Independence, you know, where these other communities are kind of pioneers, you're the pioneer. And in fact, you know, I don't need to tell you guys, you're kind of a national model, you know. They have things.
Are you talking about Jerry and myself?
Right.
You're part of it.
And Christina.
Now, now you are.
Especially
you
Chris, are. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of – it's really a joy. You know, we just started working with Judy's team on Project Independence. And so the idea really is to basically start from where you are and then say, what can we help? What can we do to promote this? And in some ways, can we learn some lessons from Project Independence that we could take to other parts of Long Island? Because I think that one of the issues, especially – these days, I mean, there are two kind of issues. One is that there are a lot of these age-friendly communities. There are between 60 and 70 nationwide. But most of them are cities. Like New York City is an age-friendly community.
The whole of New York City technically is classified. Okay.
Right, right. So, but this model is largely urban. So suburbia presents some distinctive challenges. You know, it's... you know, my parents moved out here in 1953 from Brooklyn. You know, so this was – suburbia was, right, the dream of the 50s and 60s, which is great. You know, you have your little piece of land and your lawn and so forth. But then, of course, when you reach your 70s and 80s, like, well, now what? You know, you're not as mobile. You guys have gone through this project. You need services. Mm-hmm. You need support. You need social inclusion. So it's a challenge in suburbia, and so that's why things like, for me, Project Independence are so important, because they recognize, number one, that it's important to provide these as people get older, and also because it's expensive if you just go by the old model, right? Just like, well, either you're rich enough to hire someone to take care of all these things, or you use government services. But what's clear going forward is you need to do both, and you need the government – as you have done, you've demonstrated North Hempstead, needs to be really smart and needs to partner with people and needs to figure out ways to, you know, creative ways to distribute costs. And that's where I think, you know, in the future, it's going to be a three-legged stool. It's going to be the private sector, it's going to be the nonprofit sector, and it's going to be government. And people are going to have to figure out how do you partner together in creative ways to provide these services.
Just one thing that comes to mind, for the wealthy people that bring somebody in, that doesn't ensure any quality of life, though, because I have clients where money is not an issue when they bring somebody to sit with mom for the day. Well, you can sit with mom for the next 5 years. That's not a life.
Right.
You know, like putting somebody in a kennel. I mean, it really is the truth. They're well taken care of, as, you know, but it's not a, I mean, there's no quality of life.
I think most seniors... beyond 80 or 85, still want to have a social interaction with people. I think what John mentioned is very few people want to hole up as hermits here, living here in a place such as North Hempstead, this part of the country. It seems to me that the town of North Hempstead has really established through Project Independence a framework on which you can build this. In other words, the analog I look at is when you grow peas, for example, I used to grow them in the backyard, you need that meshing or that netting to support the peas. you can get by the best seeds, et cetera, et cetera. But without that generalized support, it really doesn't work. And in my mind, this is what Project Independence does. It leads to other things that bring in the not-for-profits, private sector, and so forth, and establish a welcoming milieu and a supportive milieu for seniors.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, to me, it's kind of a back-to-the-future concept, mm-hmm. where we used to live mm-hmm. in, you know, old-line communities. You know, you grew up there, you stayed there when you were older, your kids didn't move that far right. away. We've created a really mobile society. Mm-hmm. So people move all over the place. But you need to still create that sense of community,
yeah.
and you need that kind of support, and you need to recognize that the community is real,
yeah.
you know, and you need that support, and you know your social needs as you get older don't decline. It's difficult because your kids often move away, so the parents are alone, but that doesn't mean your needs for social right. activities any less.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things that we got involved in too, and John knows about, is this notion of a virtual senior center.
Mm.
And we unveiled it out here on Long Island at this Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock. And I think North Hempstead, you know, Judy Bosworth was there,
mm-hmm.
and so were some of the participants. So this is an example where it came out of the city. You know, this self-help community services started it, and then partnered with a group out here called the Kimmel Foundation to develop the model for Long Island. And they've just started that. But the notion is, too, that for people who are homebound for whatever reason, there are still creative technological ways to connect people.
Right.
So this is a way where you set up a computer in people's homes that, you know, is easy to manipulate and touch, mostly a touch screen a technology, where people can take classes with people across the country.
Mm. Right.
You know, so it's, you know.
Do you know Dr. Silverstein? Cheryl Silverstein?
I don't know her, no.
Okay, she's on the board.
Okay.
And I'm only bringing it up because it shows when these things start happening in the community, she's my dentist.
Ah.
And the conversation came up once. And I said, well, there's something for, and she goes, she's on the board. She knows Howard. And, I mean, it's just how small, when you start working
right.
these things, how it envelops a whole community.
Right.
Right. And people are, somebody, you know, she didn't know I'm involved in the town. I didn't know she was involved right. in any way.
Yeah.
People have to talk about this stuff constantly.
Yeah.
I have a question in reference to social inclusion.
Right.
The word inclusion. I understand what the word means. That's just bringing people into social settings, or that.
Yeah, I think it's basically, you know, I think it's an extension of you know, the American Disabilities Act. In other words,
okay, that's okay.
So, right. But not just for disabilities, right. but just making sure that you create events and structures and you know, when you design things in a town, that you make them available to seniors. So if they need transportation, think about how to do it. If there are events that, you know, that you can, you know, have an event during the day and then during the night for different populations, have some during the day, because a lot of seniors don't like driving late at night.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean, is it's a sense of awareness.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, one of the great things I've noticed with respect to Project Independence is that they set up let's say current event meetings in various centers during the course of the month. And what I've experienced personally is that you get involved with someone, you go to one of these, you become involved with someone, develops a brand new relationship for a senior, and you bring that person into something else you're doing. And before you know, someone who just said, I don't know if I should go to the current event things at New Hyde Park, I guess I'll go, and I meet Jerry, I talk to him, and Jerry tells me about this, and I go there, and all of a sudden, 6 months later, a year later, I look back and see I've gotten involved maybe a half a dozen different things, met up maybe a dozen new people, some one or two become friends, one or two become acquaintances, and it really broadens. You know what, the thing sometimes we forget, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, is the multiplier effect that these things, that operations like PI, foster and engender.
Right.
And that's one of the remarkable hidden things I've seen. And I don't think sometimes we don't give enough publicity to this.
Absolutely.
You know, you set up with your group at the Universalist Church, let's say, and people come and do this. But some of those people are going to say, I also belong to B and C and D. Why don't you come with me
right.
and come to a meeting and do that? And all of a sudden, their social horizons really are expanded.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
something that I think we should emphasize more.
What we're going to do is we're going to pick up on that right after the break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.